Yeah, let's come on. Kuf Chafei in the bottom. It's the more. Heyed Reb Yosi Meshum Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Al Shivrei Tanur Yeyoshen Shenitolim B'Shabbos Val Kisui. He said two Eidis before that you're allowed to touch the broken pieces of a Tanur, because we say it could be used for any type of a malacha. You could cover up a bottle cap with a bottle with it. Val Kisui Yav Shenitorach Besiyad. Is there another Eidis that you're allowed to hold, you're allowed to metalto, move around the cover of the oven, even though it doesn't have a handle to it? Amar Ravina, Kaman metatlino neidno, kiso de tanure, de mosa machzia, is according to who are we allowed to carry around the handle, the covers of the oven in this place of the mosa machzia? What's the chiddush over there? The ein lehem beis achiza. In this place, they don't make the covers with a handle. So which man do you am I allowed to carry it? Allowed to metalto it on Shabbos? As command from Lezer ben Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that he holds it has a shem kli even though it doesn't have a handle. Hey, since it's miyuchud lekach, at that time you used to have an oven that the top of the oven had a cover to it. When you want to take the food out, you pick up the cover and take what's outside. So even though it's like a piece of wood by itself, but since it's miyuchud to use for the oven, it's called a kli. Even though it doesn't have a base achiz, it doesn't have a handle to it, still it's not called muks, it's called a kli. So the Mishnah. For even shebekiruha, if you have a stone inside a pumpkin, shebekiruha, the trash, even shebekiruha, to laugh, yavesha, you have a dried out pumpkin, chalula, you hollow it out. On the malin bo mayim, you use this pumpkin now, the hollowed out pumpkin, for a pitcher to fetch water up from the well. On mitoich shikala, since the pumpkin is very light, ena shuevis, doesn't get into the water to pick up the water, elitzofa, it floats on top. You put a heavy stone inside the pumpkin in order when you put the pumpkin in the water, it'll go down inside. So the Shiloh Namal stones are muksah on Shabbos. And this pumpkin is not muksah because he miyachid it to use to fetch water with. So it says, if the stone is like stuck into the pumpkin well, that when you put it into the well, you could fetch the water, and the stone doesn't fall out of it, is l'malambo. Then it's mutter. It's like the stone is bottled to the pumpkin, and the ikur is the kli, it's not muksa. The imlav ain't l'malambo. But if the stone is not fastened tight into the pumpkin, so then the stone could fall off, as considered the stone is by itself, and the pumpkin is by itself. Observe the pumpkin becomes muksa. Because then we say the pumpkin is like holding up the stone, and the stone is muksa, it's bosses of davrosa. So Drashi, im malim bo vayin the fellas means shekshura yofa, means it's tied down well, this stone in the pumpkin. The pihak yura is shavu the kli. Therefore it's doimut to the kli. Vim lap harei kisharavonin. If it's not tied down into the pumpkin, then it's considered like a shar stone. Vim metaltle netzak yura. You can't be metaltle the yura the pumpkin. The shav yabosis leevin shenoisor, because the evin makes it a bosis. So therefore the whole thing becomes muksam. As if the stone is still considered a stone and it's not attached, then the whole thing becomes muksum. But if the stone is attached to the pumpkin, it becomes like bottle to the pumpkin, it's one kli, then it's mutter. Right, zemoira shikshura bitafich. A zemoira is a trashi shogefen. That means a vine, a long vine. Shikshura bitafich trashi pach, also type of a pitcher. Sheshoivim boy minabur, that you fetch the water out of the well. Or else from a well or from a bore or from a ditch. Is the zmeira, this is a long piece of vine, shikshura b'tfiach, is tied onto the pitcher, is l'malam bo b'shabbos. You're allowed to use this pitcher, it's not muksa, and it could fetch the water on Shabbos. So Drashi, the shav yekli l'hach zmeira. Even though the zmeira is famously a piece of vine, which is like a twig, which should be muksa, but we say no, since it was tied on to the pitcher before Shabbos, so it became like a part of the pitcher now. It's not muksa. Just like you could touch a pitcher on Shabbos, you could touch the zemiras also. Vaita. Pekak hachaloin. Pekak hachaloin is used like a window. Is Rav Lezer Weimer bizman shu kosher v'toli. Means you have an open window and you want to stuff it up, close it. Well, they didn't have good windows like we have now, glass windows. They used to have an opening with a piece of wood. The wood would come out, there'd be a hole. You want to stuff it up, you guys called kakach alone. You have this stopper that stuffs up the window. So Shalom Shabbos could put back the stopper into the window. So kakach alone. We have Lezer Weimer. Vizman shu kosher, if it's tied on to the wall. In other words, you have a string that's attached this stopper onto the wall. Vitoli.
And also it's hanging. Because it's not laying on the ground. Like you have a window here, so you have the pekak, and the nail's locked in here, and it's attached to a string, and it hangs down to over here. But it doesn't reach the floor. Since it's not on the floor, it's only hanging, then it's nicker that this pekak, this stopper, is like part of the binyan already. It's not nicker like now on Shabbos is starting to build, to be moisif on the binyan. So if it's tied onto the building and hanging down, it looks like it's a part of the building already. That's zicha mutter to put back on Shabbos. As if it's kosher tied on vitolin hanging that didn't reach the ground yet, then poikin boy. Then you can close it on Shabbos. The yim lav and poikin boy. But according to Rabbi Lez, you need two tenoyim to be matu. It has to be tied and hanging. V'achom moimrim no. Ben kach u ben kach poikin boy. Whether it's hanging or whether not hanging, both of them are mutter. So Rashi. Ain't poking the boy. Reb Lez holds the merse kemoisav al abinyan. Because if this, before Rashi, was the tluya, Rashi sheina nigra boritz, doesn't reach the ground. Shachev l'shu kosher boy, the string that you have the stopper tied onto, ain't a magilor, it doesn't reach the ground. So that's Reb Lez's heter. But if not, ain't poking boy, the merse kemoisav al abinyan. Because if the stopper is like on the ground, it looks like metchila now you're building on Shabbos. You're putting a stopper into the wall to close up the window. That's mechse kebinyan, according to Reb Lezer. The chum say no, being a memorma for a shlo. What a chum abin matter. A posha the bin matter both tenoim. As they hold, as long as this pekak, as long as this stopper, this piece of wood, is meyuchid to be used to close up this window, so it's not called you being meisef on the binyan, it's off, you put it back again, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. That's not the chum. Even if it's not hanging, and even if it's not tied onto the wall, but Rabbi was miyuchad before Shabbos to use this to close the window, it's mutter according to Chachamim. So the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. Even Shalpi HaChavis. You have a stone on top of a barrel of wine, and now on Shabbos you want to get the wine out of the barrel. The eye of stone is muksa, so how do you get the stone off? Is matu al tzidi binofilis. That's called tiltum and atzad. You allow to tilt the barrel of wine so that the stone falls off the top, and then you take off the cover to get the wine. You want to get some wine out of this barrel now. Either the stone on top, you're not allowed to touch the stone is muksa. The yetzer is matter. Just slant, push the barrel to the side, like shake off the stone off the barrel. Right, that's the Mishnah later. Now, Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbam, Yom Rabbi Yechinen. Loi Shonu, when do we have such a heter? Ela b'shecheach. When before Shabbos, how did the stone get on top of the barrel? You just left it there, you made a mistake. You shecheach, you forgot it there. Abu b'meniach, but if before Shabbos you put the stone there for a purpose, like Lamashol, that you're afraid that the cover would fall off. So Yevadavka wanted a heavy stone to be on top of the cover to hold the cover down tight. So Abu Meniach, if you put it there for a purpose, then Fakert, Nase, Bosses of Dover Osir. You should know the whole barrel becomes muksa now. Because the barrel is holding up the stone. That's called it's a bosses. It's holding up the stone, and it becomes muksa just like the stone. Just like the stone itself is muksa, something that's holding up the stone also becomes muksa. Trashi loishonu dumut letalt lachobyes, we have an oledu ton of yemoisa ben achobyes, shirla tois the shem latipos. Rashi learns there's another heter there. That let's say you have 10 barrels one next to another. So in the middle barrel has the stone. So you can't just move the barrel to fall over, because the stone will fall from one barrel to another barrel. So in such a case, you have a heter mamish to pick up the whole barrel and move it to the side, and there you'll shake it off. So when do we have such a terium only b'shecheach, said Rashi? Whoever knowledge, maybe miskaven, that before Shabbos time, you forgot to take away the stone. You didn't have kavona, the stone should be there on Shabbos. Avu b'meniach nasis, ha'chovies bosses levin, she dover iser, v'ye metal to less ha'chovies. In such a case, you're not allowed to be metal to the chovies. And then it becomes bosses. That's like our Mishnah. It's only mutter if you forgot, right? If you forgot the stone on top of the barrels. But if you meniach, if the kavona you put the stone on top of the barrel, it's different svarim. Nasa kisel achovis pum faket the svarim. If before Shabbos you wanted the stone to be used to help the cover stay on the barrel, it becomes part of the cover and it's not muksa at all. You could touch the stone mamish then. Rashi Lakuli said, Rabbi Yosef Amar Ras Lakula Amar Rabbi Yechinen, L'Hashem L'Hutzvich L'Atas, when we have to only shake the stone off it, Es Achavis L'Nitl L'Tot Lev L'Hadya, and you can't touch the stone, you can only tilt
the barrel, that's b'shacheich. Rashid learned his kavan not basically. He didn't have kavan before Shabbos that the stone should be like part of the cover. But if you had das to make the stone part of the cover or to help the cover of the barrel, then even kisul chavius or megalois a kedarkoi. Then you could even take off the stone the way you want. We have a kasha on this halacha from our Mishnah. Rashi Shmaita means Ashmur Shali. Shemati b'meniach eino even nasakli. His rabbi was the first sheet here that said, no, if you maniach, if you put the stone on top of the barrel with kavona before Shabbos, the stone is muksa, and the barrel also becomes muksa. It becomes basas adov rosa. That was the first pshat here. That before Shabbos you had kavona, the stone should stay in the barrel. Though Shabbos, the whole thing is muksa. So on this we have a kasha for our Mishnah. For the more Amar Rabba, my swin nashmaitin, we have a kasha for our Mishnah. It says now Mishnah, whoever in Shebetirua, if you have the stone inside the pumpkin, it depends. If the stone is fastened, like tied down to the pumpkin, send its bottle to the pumpkin, mamalimbo. So, chura tzakasha. What do I care if it's tied down to the pumpkin, but the chura the yevin is muksa? And the chura of the pumpkin should be a boss of the Rosser. Just like you're saying, if you put the stone on top of the barrel becomes muksa. Here also, you put the kavana, this stone, on top of the pumpkin, so the chura of the pumpkin should become a boss of the Dov Rosser. The pumpkin should be like muksa, just like the stone is muksa. And the Gemara Poshet, V'lohi, Hosam Kivan, the Hotka, Shafya Doifin. Hey, by the pumpkin, since you were hotka, means you made it very tight. You badafka tied down the stone into the pumpkin. You like made the stone a part of the doifin, a part of the pumpkin. So it's not much part of the kli. So the evin is bottled to the kli. Therefore, the whole thing is mutter. Shrashi dhotka means the kosher yafa. Since you tied the stone down tight to the pumpkin, you megaladat like you want the stone now to be part of the kli. Like that's the way you're gonna use this pumpkin. You want to use it to be a pitcher to fetch up water. So stamos like it'll just float on top of the water. Now that it has weight inside, it'll sink down and get up water. So megaladat should be part of the pitcher. That's why it's mutter. Mashenkin here before we stamp put a stone on top of the barrel of wine. You don't want the stone to be part of the barrel. So besides the stone is muksa, so the barrel becomes bustles of rosa. Omer Reb Yosef, Zok Reb Yosef. Yosef is the one that says paket, little hokil. He said that if you have kavanah to put it there before Shabbos, everything becomes mutter. Omer Svin Nashmetim, he has the kasha for our Mishnah. Im Lav, the Mishnah says, if you did not tie down the stone into the pumpkin, you should know, ain't memalin bo. You're not allowed to use this pumpkin on Shabbos. So what do you see? Even though you had kavanah to put the stone in the pumpkin before Shabbos, but since you didn't tie it down, it remains busted over Osir. I, Rabbi Yosef, says here, if you put the stone on top of the barrel, even though it's not tied down to the barrel, but since you put it there, the stone becomes part of the barrel. So why don't you say here also, as long as you put the stone in the pumpkin, it should become part of the pitcher. And the Gemara of Elohi, Hosem Kivon, the Loihotka, Petulei Botla. Teretz is by the pumpkin and has no use at all. If you didn't tie the stone down to the pumpkin, so it doesn't help you at all. When you start putting the pumpkin down into the water, the pitcher, Mamanashuk, it's not tied down, so the stone will float away and the pitcher won't come up. It doesn't help you. The air of the svar is not part. It can't become part of the kli. Mashenkin before, if you put an evin on top of a barrel, the kavan he holds, you did it for purpose that the barrel should stay steady or that the cover shouldn't fall off the barrel. So there, when you put the stone on top of the barrel, it's done the kavana and it helps you out. Therefore, it's mutter, it becomes a part of the barrel. Mashenkin here, when you have the stone in the pumpkin, if it's not tied down to the pumpkin, it has no use. You can't use it. So vayta blay bosan. Rashi's Balahi, Lekashali, Dawsam, Hoyal Balai Kshira, without tying down the stone, Lechazi Lamalis. You can't use this pumpkin to fetch the water. Donofle, the stone will fall off it. Vailav Hotka, so since you didn't tie it down, is Betule Botle Materas Kli. It's Zichana called the Kli. Golidaitet Lechoshivle. Avokise Chavius Hanochim Shavila Kli. Mashek, when you put the stone on top of the barrel, there it helps for something. You have a barrel, you have a cover on top of the barrel, you're afraid the cover will fall off. So you're putting a stone on top to hold it down, that's called part of the kli. So the Gemara b'Maika Miflugi, what's the machloikis here now? If Kumta says, what's the machloikis if you put a stone on top of a barrel, does it become part of the kli or not? Ma'asava binin ma'isa? Hey, the first one, Rabbi holds, He had a stone. Now, even though you have das to put it on top of the barrel, it doesn't become a kli. Forget the stone muksa. Why? Because in order to make it into kli, you have to do a maisa. You have to do something different to the stone. You can't just put it on top of the barrel. Well, masa v'lei bina maisa. No, you don't have to do a maisa. As long as you have kavana now that you want to use this stone for purpose, that makes it ois muksa, and therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara v'yozla tamayu, and the machlekes here, they go l'shitasam. They go to Tamayu. The Chiyosi Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Chanina. V'yamri lo Amar Rav Zeru, Amar Rav Chanina. Pamachas holach Rebbe lo Mokam Echad. Rebbe once went to a place on Shabbos. O Motzo Nidbach Shalavonim. And he saw a pile of bricks. Nidbach Shalavonim, a pile of bricks. So Rashi Nidbach Shalavonim. Avonim Sturois, O Muxas Lebinion. He had a pile of bricks that Tamuza it's Muxa, it's I meant to use it to build with. So he saw a pile of bricks. The Yomala Talmidav, Rebbe told us Talmidim, Tzu v'choshvu, go be mechashiv, go think now, he's have das to use these bricks tomorrow, k'day sh'neishav aleim l'mochem. His right to Maisa was on Friday, no, not on Shabbos, it was on Friday. On Friday he saw this pile of bricks. So he told us Talmidim, today and Friday be mechashiv. Pasha means just have das, that tomorrow on Shabbos you don't want to sit on these bricks. So since you have das to use them, with machshav alone you make it ois muksa. And Rebbe didn't have to do a maisa to the bricks. That's one maisa. Rebbe Yechon says no. Rebbe Yechon says no. The maisa was that Rebbe told him you have to do a maisa. So you see, he's told in this machlokes if you have to have a maisa or not. My omalu Rebbe, Rabami. What did Rabami tell them? Omatsu velimdom. He told them, go and be limdom. Limdom mean like pile them up, make them in the position of a chair. So since he told them to pile them up, that's called a maisa. And omaluhu Rebbe Arabasi, omaluhu Rabasi, omatsu v'shifshifum, omaluhu. Don't forget, these are two things he said. One said he just told them limdom. Limdom means just pile them up. That's not called a maisa. So you see, just with machshav alone, it's good. And Rabasi, omar, tsu v'shifshifum, omaluhu. He told them, no, go and smooth them out. Go clean them off. Like if you have dirty bricks, go smooth out the bricks. So if you do a maisa to the brick by smoothing it out, that makes it into a kli. So you see, it's a machlokes if you want to use a kli, that's muksa. You want to use a stone on Shabbos, what do you have to do to make it into a kli? Is it enough just to think, I want to use this stone tomorrow on Shabbos, that makes it into a kli? Or else, no, he held shifshifum. He said, you had a dafka, smooth them out, do a maisa to it. So it's Rashi. So Rashi learns pshat, Rabami Rabasi. Rashi v'yazda tamayos Rami Rabasi. They both go l'shitosai. Nidbach shel avonim avonim sturis. Yemai omalu my ma'isa tzrich l'Rabbi Yochanan. What ma'isa did they have to do? Is Rabami learned suvelimdom sidru oisum? That's all. Put them together. Voishivim v'deishkan nistarof liga b'em l'mocho. L'fishen azmona b'ma'isa. Ekol dum elis levin lasayis akli. Rabami l'taymei v'yomal yel. Ein even nasis kli b'anocha. Rabbam is the one that says, Tam, putting down a kli is not enough of a maisa, it doesn't come into a kli. There also blives muksa. And limdom, it means I stand the mood in it. Veshishafum, minatich, ye noyet leshav lamocha, till medom, the maisa koldu, nas the kli. And that's this machlokes. He holds the maisa koldu of smoothing out the bricks, it does become into a kli. So Rashi learns that the man Yomer says a maisa doesn't happen. It doesn't, if just with machshava thinking you want to use these bricks, doesn't make it into a kli. So the kasher is then, what did he tell him to do on Friday? How could you make these bricks ois muksa? He feels machshava doesn't help. So Rashi learns the pshat was, what we told him to do is, set it up on Friday like a chair. So tomorrow you don't have to move the bricks. You just sit down on them. Enachanami. According to Rabbi Amila, the first man the Yomi here that holds that a stone is muksa, it doesn't help to do anything before Shabbos. Even if you have das to use it, it doesn't help you. The only etzer was, he told them, set them up in a mokum, set them up like a chair before Shabbos. So tomorrow you just sit down. Halacha muksa is, you light a touch muksa. As long as you don't move it around, you're not metaltlit, it's mutter. So if you have a stam, even a stone, that's muksa. You're allowed to sit on top of the stone. So that's what we told them here, just prepare the stone before Shabbos. And the other man Yama says no. He told them, shifsha means rub it off. So Rashtran, that's also called a maisa koldu. That's come out like nothing. But this maisa helps according to this man Yama. So that's this first machlekes here also. If you take this stone and put it on top of the barrel, you did a maisa, putting it on top of the barrel, is that enough of a maisa to make it into a kli, it's not muksa? Or else, no, it still remains muksa. So here's this machlekes. Amalhu, Shushum Amalhu, Itma, Rabbi Yossi ben Shol Omar, Soyel Shokoy Rois Heavy. That was different, Maisa. It was Soyel Shokoy means a lot of lumber, good choshuva pieces of wood were there. Rabbi Yechne ben Shol Omar, Gishush Sol Svin Heavy. The reason why it was Muksa, it was a Gishush Sol Svin. We had this before. That was the stick you use in front of the ship to put down in the water to see how shallow the water is. You want to make sure the ship doesn't go into shallow water. So you have a stick in front of the ship going down to tell how deep the water is. Man diyom megishush that says that he said you could do something is called shchein soyer. Man diyom a soyer is mutter av gishush kaparlei. He also knows if the meister would have been this wood shol gishush, that's a chosh of a piece of wood and that lies muksa machmas strong kiss, that it won't help anything. No matter how much kavon you have to use it, it won't help you. His doubt was the only doubt on regular wood you could be misakin before Shabbos to use. But a zak that's a muksa machmas strong kiss is a special wood you use to tell the depth of the water, that's the kublai bosa. Rashi says, "Kopper delay, mitshelo yisakim, it shouldn't get spoiled. The yachid le mokim, or mekatzel le biyadayim. The fill of Rav Shimon osle tiltloy. The muksa machmas sorn kiss, a fill of Shimon moida. Such a muksa sorn kiss, you mak, but not to touch it at all. You mekveil a mokim, even Rav Shimon is moida, but it's muksa and it's also." Right. The Mishnah says now what zmoira shikshura. If you have a zmoira, that's this vine. If you have a zmoira shagefen, a piece of vine that's tied onto the pitcher, and you want to use the vine for the wood, it's mutter. Is zmoira shikshura. So the gemara kshura in only if this piece of vine is tied onto the pitcher. Like shura loy. If it's not tied onto the pitcher, then it's aser. Is the chura lema matis like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya. Charuya shel dekel. Charuya shel dekel means like lulavs. The leaves of a palm tree. A lulav. She godron liyetzim. You pulled it off the tree. Al manas to use it for wood. For burning wood. The nimna chaleim liyeshiva. Then later after you pulled it off the tree. You have that not to use as a chair. You want to sit on these lulavs. On these branches of the palm you want to sit on. In the locha, if you want to use it for Shabbos, so before Shabbos on Friday, Sarach Likshur, you have to tie the palm trees together, the leaves together, like to do some maisa to show it's not oymed for hasaka for burning anymore, that will make it muksa. No, for kert, I have das to use it as a chair, I want to sit on it. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you have to, this is Tanakama, he says, Sarach Likshur, that's not Tanakama. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, ain't Sarach Likshur, he also, no, you don't have to tie it down. So who you see here, these palm trees, these lulavs. Metchila was muksa because you pulled it off the tree on Friday. I'm not use this for wood, for burning. So it was muksa. Now on Friday you change your mind and you want to use it to sit on. They say it's only mutter of the Tanakam if you tie it down. If you don't tie it down, it still remains muksa. Here Shimon Gamliel says, no, even if you don't tie it down, just the fact you have kavana on Friday, that now I want to use these lulavs to sit on, that makes it a muksa. Screw our Mishnah also. Why does the Mishnah say this Zmaira, this piece of vine? It's only mut if you tie it onto the pitcher. But the Shimon Gamliel, even if you didn't tie it onto the pitcher, Avi have das to use this vine to use for a pitcher should be mutter, even if it's not tied down. So the Chura Mishnah is not like a Shimon Gamliel. Amir Rav Sheshes, no. Afilu Temer Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel, Hocha v'mayaskin. What are we talking about? V'mechuberes v'yavihem. Our Mishnah is talking about this zmoira, this vine of the geffen of the wine of the grapes. His mom is still attached to the ground. We're talking about a living vine, a vine that the roots are still growing, and you have a nice long vine growing along the ground that you're allowed to touch. That you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. To use the vine that's growing, it's only mutter if you kosher before Shabbos. If you want to make the kosher before Shabbos, then it's muksa. So Rashi, she'ein lo kshura loy v'afilu yeshak v'misei v'roishoy kein mazlek shuru litlois botafiach l'malis v'chishav aleh. He's master from our Mishnah that he only used these zmaras, these vines, if it was tied onto the pitcher. And even if the vine has like a fork at the end and the two branches coming up, so even though it's not tied on, you can still use it for the pitcher. Like on Shabbos, it's like a hook. Like let's say a vine is made like a hook. So even though it's not tied onto the pitcher, the chur now on Shabbos, you have das to use this and use it as a hook to hook up the pitcher. Masha for the Mishnah, it's also. The only time the Mishnah says it's mutter, only if it's tied down. Is the chur is not like a Shimon Gamliel. Shegod really ate some, shechot from the hesek. You cut off the lulavs, almanas to use for fire. Sarach likshim, erev Shabbos, you have to tie it down. And the Shimon says, no, you don't have to tie it down. So even if you don't tie it down, still it's mutter, but you have kavana to use it. So why does our Mishnah say Dafka have to tie it down? That there it is be a via begefen. The Mishnah is talking about this vine is still attached to the roots. I am prophetic Mara, or Bezoyah Tapella. So what you're telling me now, if it's still attached to the roots, it's still growing, how are you allowed to touch it all together on Shabbos? Prophetic Gemara. Maskino l'chaveras yaviya. Ihochi kol mishtamish b'mechub l'karkar. You're touching, you're being mishtamish b'mechub l'karkar. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree, or with a branch. You're not allowed to touch branches on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with them. You can't use them. Like l'moshtel, you're not allowed to put your hat on top of a branch. Or you can't put your jacket on top of a tree. You'd be mishtamish with the ilon. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with the mechuber on Shabbos. So how could you say this vine is still mechuber, still attached to the ground, and you want to use it now as for the pitcher, as the string to pick up the pitcher, even if it's tied down? So what if the vine is tied onto the pitcher? You can't be mishtamish with mechuber kaka. But there it says, l'mata megimel. We're talking about this vine is not three tefachim off the ground. If it's within three tefachim off the ground, there's no gzera to mishtamish from the mechub l'karka. Rashi, v'okam mishtamish from the mechubah. V'yafilu kshura v'vayyoyim l'ser. Even it's tied down v'vayyoyim. It was tied down on Friday. Still, yechuri be mishtamish from the mechub l'karka. But there it says, l'mata megimel. Somach l'karka, it's near the ground. Less than three tefachim off the ground. V'vayyoyim l'shav min amayin shein homuk. If it's less than three tefachim off the ground, how long could it be? And it's a very short piece of vine, and the water that you want to fetch the water from, the well is a very shallow well, a very shallow ditch. You only need 2 feet long. That's the Gemara in Ervin. That if the tree, if the bark of the tree is gimel tefachim off the ground, you're not allowed to sit on top of the bark. That's called you be mishtamish to the ilum. But lo yitzui, the tree is less than gimel tefachim, or the bottom gimel tefachim of the tree, you're allowed to be mishtamish. There's no gzeir on that. There we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a zemiris, these vines that are growing on top of the ground. It's not gimel tefachim off the ground. Same so time, it's very short. And you want to use this short vine to use to fetch up the water, so the Mishnah says there's only muta if you're kshura, if you tie it down before Shabbos. Why does the Shimon Gamliel says here it's kshura? Because here it's attached to the ground. Where you cut off the leaves of the palm trees, you cut off the lulav before Shabbos, then he holds you don't have to tie it down to use on Shabbos. Adi on Friday you have das to use these lulavs to sit on, with machshav alone to be enough. Our Mishnah says kshura, because the Mishnah is talking about it's attached to the ground. By the Rashi Yoma, afilu tanga betlusha. Afilu, you want to say the vine is talking about where it's tlusha. Still, it's no steer to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even though he says by the palm trees you have to tie it down, here by the zmerah, by the palm trees you don't have to tie it down. Here you have to tie it down. Why? Gzeira shem yiktum. Like, what do you want to use this zmerah for? You want to use it as a string to pick up the pitcher. We're afraid if you didn't tie it down before Shabbos, maybe if you're going to use it the first time on Shabbos, you'll see it's too long. This string, it's no good for you. So you'll break it in here, and you'll have das then to make it into a kli. That'll be an issa for makla patis or grashi. So to use the zemiris, which you want to use like a string, it's also to use it the first time on Shabbos if you didn't tie it down before Shabbos. As if you tied it to the pitcher before Shabbos. So when you tie it down, you did a maaser. So you see, this is the length of the string of the vine, and this will be enough for me to fetch the water. We're not afraid you'll cut it on Shabbos. But if you didn't tie it on before Shabbos, you want to use it now on Shabbos, even though you had kavana das before Shabbos to use it. So really, it shouldn't be muksam, but it's a new gzeira. We're afraid if you use it the first time on Shabbos, you'll see the string is too long, this mirrors, and you come to cut it in half, cut it down to size. That's nis of makam patish. Shrashi gzeira shem yiktoin. Shem ulamachar tia loy arucha. It'll be too long, this vine. V'yiktimenu, mitoich shiraka. You'll just like cut it off, since it's very soft. It's very easy to break it off. Comes out, you're making a kli now on Shabbos. You're making the string that's right to fetch the water with on Shabbos. So that's makna patish. When you cut off the lulav, the palm tree, the leaves of the palm trees, leshiva, you had to sit on it. There's no xerity you come to cut it. You're not going to cut it. The more leaves there are, the better it is to sit on. So there's no reason to cut it.